Hey.
Should I play the intro?
Probably.
Think people like that?
I do.
No one hears it.
You don't know that.
One person's about to hear it.
Yeah, that's someone.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That's me.
That's mine. Someone said I laughed like Beavis.
In your fluffy shoes.
Beavis and Butthead.
As the swallows are
here. I don't remember how they laughed.
Do you remember that pink cat from the cartoon, the Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
Yeah.
People say I laugh like him.
The pink cat from Hanna-Barbera?
I think so.
I don't reckon.
Who's one of them from there?
Was it he?
Yeah.
I think so. I remember something like that.
But I don't laugh like that.
No, you don't. How are you?
Good. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
It's hump day. Hump your friend. Hump your neighbor's friend.
Snuffleupagus.
Hump someone else's friend.
That's the cat.
Yeah.
The Snuffleupagus cat.
Wasn't he all, suffering succotash?
Yeah, he's one cool cat. The Snuffleupagus cat. But I don't think that you sound like him.
No, this is a laugh thing.
It was just a laugh thing someone told you one time?
I think it was him.
Oh, would that I were free, unfettered and uncaged. To think that I, king of the jungle, should be so lowly treated. Besides, the food is abominable. But hark!
He was a pretentious cat.
Yeah.
The cage door is open.
But hark!
A jar even. What a chintzy outfit. Can't even afford a lock. So exit. Stage left.
I don't know.
Ah, freedom at last. It calls for a majestic lion roar of joy.
That was a great cartoon, Hanna-Barbera.
Growl!
Growl!
My roar hinges on a rusty. My appetite is so sharp.
I don't know. He's not going to laugh.
Maybe it was the other cat. I need a lot of lumps. That cat.
That one was funny.
Yeah.
I like a whole lot of lumps. Yeah. Whole lot of lumps.
I forget who or what. What character that was. But we're here, and it is hump day, and we're excited. So many changes and so many fun things are happening. Williberto is here.
Hello.
And Classy's here. Jess Duck.
Oh, sorry, it jumped.
Yeah. And Ricky. Hola, Ricky. How are you? We are good. We're excited. It's a great Wednesday. Shane has been very busy in the workshops.
I have been
whipping
very
out
busy.
Some Bronco aprons. They're maybe not the most popular at the moment, but they'll come back.
They will be back
come August, September. People will love it.
The guy that everybody hates, what's his name? From the Patriots?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is our quarterback.
No, he's not going to be our quarterback. I said
as soon as he is.
He will not.
They'll be super popular.
He won't.
Listen, this is where quarterbacks come to die, and Tom Brady's, he's got one foot in the grave.
You know, he's, I think, right around the same age Peyton was when he came here.
Yeah.
Just hush your mouth, man. I will be so upset. No, John Elway already named Locke the quarterback for 2020.
Yeah, we're not talking
about this. But he did that before. Anyways.
What
do we do, Ricky? Well, we do a lot of different things. Shayna is an artist, and she makes all kinds of stuff, and she's got her fancy new sewing machine.
I'm an artist and a designer.
She's been whipping out some projects that she's been waiting to get finished.
Yes.
And I am just...
They're coming along well.
Yeah.
I'm making some suit coats.
Right.
I'm going to make some shorts. Yep. A whole suit.
You're making a whole suit for a kid.
Yeah. Pac-Man suit.
That's fun.
That'll be fun.
I want a Pac-Man bandana. You think you have enough left over to make me a little Pac-Man something? Maybe a Dickie? A little Pac-Man Dickie?
Maybe.
I like Dickies. Funny. What do you do? We do live on Mars.
We do live on
we
Mars.
We do live. No one knows.
It's very nice.
It's the perfect climate.
Really nice.
Yeah. And it's secluded.
Yeah.
The only one here to bother you in Mars is your mom.
Huh.
Yeah. What'd you find? You found a dirty word?
Yeah,
I found Shana found a list of dirty words today. I don't know if any of you might be interested in hearing some of those.
I think that one's you. You don't have to read it out loud. But they're good ones. They're dirty.
Camel toe?
No.
Camel toe, that's the one you pointed at?
No.
Okay, so the actual definition of a camel toe. Oh, sorry. I forget that I got this thing. I'm just running through a playlist. Let's see. The actual definition of camel toe is a vaginal wedgie. Look at her VW.
Vaginal
also,
wedgie.
Also, the impression of a woman's vagina as seen through tight pants.
Yeah.
Okay, same thing. A common occurrence among large women who wear small clothes.
I disagree.
No,
I see most camel toes in skinny ladies.
I'm looking.
Give it to me.
I want to read that other word. Scandalous. Carpet muncher. Catastrophilia. Never mind on that one. You like catastrophes. Someone who's obsessed with catastrophes.
Did you read the one I showed you?
I did. And I read right over it. Educational programming. Yep, that's it. We're doing
interesting. Anyways, I'm
educational
sorry.
Educational programming. Classy Little Cupcake says thank you very much for the definition of camel toe.
You're welcome. I have a whole list of them. We're going to go through them.
Yes, we do.
Here in a little bit. But I've been doing some research.
Is this my notebook you're taking notes in?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was because...
With my pen? Using up all my ink?
All your ink. Oh, you should see, I just scribbled the whole page black.
Look, there's scribbles.
To use all your ink in your pen.
Using up all my ink. Because I had notes.
I love it.
No.
So I'm looking up some new words, right? And kind of like definitions of words.
Okay.
I stumble upon this list today.
Right. And what is the list actually called?
It is actually called...
Oh.
Dirty Dictionary. Dirty Sex Dictionary.
Dirty Sex Dictionary.
A to Z.
And it's on audio version. It just goes through the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Just reads it.
Anus. Anus is...
ABC party. Anything but clothing party.
No, Ricky. No, we're good. ABC party, but we are going to learn some new dirty words. I want to talk to you about the AVN, see? Because you're not interested. I did some research on it.
On the what?
On the video, the Adult Video News
That's Awards. What it's called?
AVN. That's what I thought.
AVN.
AVN.
Adult Video
News.
News.
N-E-W-S. Not nudes. N-E-N-U-D-S.
Yeah, N-E-W-S. What was it called before?
Always. This is the 36th annual.
You don't think they changed their name?
No, I thought it was the AVA's Adult Video Awards. But I think that was too blatant. It started out years ago, the Adult Video News. And so what that means is it's like the Oscars for adult movies.
Oh.
Right. But now that's at the Hard Rock. I don't think the... I don't know that the CES show is at the Hard Rock or not.
Because the CES show is the...
Consumer Electronics Show.
Okay.
And that's in its 50th year. But I saw a lot of crossover there because I was going through some of the things. They have a lot of newfangled dildos and vibrators there that they're showcasing at the CES show. Did you know that you can buy a vibrator that has an app to your phone? So that you just pop it in there. And at any point during the day, you're in a meeting and you're like, you know what? This dude is boring the shit out of me. And you get on your phone. Give it a little.
Like no one's going to hear that.
It's inside.
Yeah, you're sitting in a chair.
Well, maybe it's a
think someone's going to be like, hey, someone's phone is going off. Someone's phone keeps going off. Someone's phone is on vibrate. It just keeps going off. Oh, wow. You should check that. It might be an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Something like that.
I don't know that it's meant for meetings.
Well, maybe it's not meant for meetings, but maybe it is. Like, what if I had the app and I knew you were in a meeting and I could go...
Sick. That would require me wearing a dildo in my vajayjay
all
day.
Well, maybe it's not a whole dildo. Maybe it's a small...
Like a little bullet?
I think it was like a bullet or an egg or something, you know. That you just...
Still weird. You gotta just keep it in there. But I guess maybe some people like that. Maybe some people get off on the thought of having that in there.
I think that there's like, different yolks for different folks.
Damn it, Susan! Turn your fucking phone off!
No phones in the meeting. You know what I mean? So I think that I saw another wearable vibrating device, self-pleasure device, they called it. And it connected to Alexa.
Oh, right. That's all we need.
Yeah.
You need Alexa in your business. Bitch gets pissed off at you. You're fucking electrocuted.
Also this year at CES debuted new full sex dolls.
Like I know, but those have been coming around.
I know,
for a while.
But these are
now
the
they're becoming
most
mechanical.
State of the art. Yeah, now they can use an Instapot.
What was that show? Cherry 3000.
Yes, Cherry 2000.
Cherry 2000.
Great movie.
That's
Meg
what this
Ryan.
Is happening now.
I think that eventually.
Don't fuck her on the floor in a whole bunch of water.
No.
She'll short out.
She will.
But if she shorted out there. It didn't make sense.
I think he left a little hatch on her back of her head open or something. I don't know how she shorted out, but I always also wondered how and why that she would have shorted out on the floor with the Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
You want a Pepsi? I have your Pepsi. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You watched that movie too many times.
Well, there was a lot of things in that movie that I really enjoyed.
Like sex dolls.
Meg Ryan. Was really sexy in that movie because she's young. She has.
She was hardcore.
Yeah, she was all, like not butch, but she's tough. You know what I mean? She's brute, and she has her regular face that she was born
right,
with, which was real nice. She had a real nice face, and and sweet Mustang, 67 Mustang, and which was the same year Mustang I had.
Right,
so I felt like I had a connection with that car, and. Just a darn good story.
Just a darn good story about a man and the love for his sex doll.
That's right, and all he wanted was
sex
the chip.
Sex bot.
But yes, I do think that there's a good chance soon we will have just, there will be men with just robotic women in their lives and movable remote control chairs. Because you saw the new
How
Segway chairs.
How come we don't see more of these robot men popping up?
Well, because they just don't have good working hips. I don't know. I mean, you know, because it takes so much work to be the sex man robot.
Wow.
You know, sorry.
The girl just has to lay there? That's what you're saying?
Well, you said it.
Well, that's what you're leading to.
It is. It's what I'm alluding to.
Alluding to.
Yeah. But, I mean, sure, it's equal amount of work for both.
I don't know that you could have a sex bot on top of you.
Yeah, I mean,
how much do they weigh?
Heavy it would be. And then it's got to have a machine in it to do a pelvic thrust.
You get pinned against the wall.
What? Exactly. No, exactly.
Death by sex bot.
It could happen. I didn't look up any male, but I'm sure they're out there. There have to be. I mean,
But see, this is also how the electronic show is stealing back some of their limelight from the stupid... sex shows.
Just adding in some sex elements. That way there's something because...
For those people.
I think you can kind of go back and forth.
They're in the same place?
I think so. They're both at the Hard Rock.
It's cold in our house today.
It's always cold in our house.
They're working on a male. Yeah, there should be... there should be...
So it's at CES.
The demand for it.
Duh. Stoner much?
CVS?
No, they don't have it at CVS.
You can get it over the counter.
It's over the candle.
Can you tell me where you keep your sex bots?
It's at Mandalay.
I'm looking for a male with a tan.
Mandalay Bay. So I don't know how close Mandalay Bay is to the freaking Hard Rock. But if you could only afford to buy one ticket, I don't know which one. I'd be a toss-up. Because I bet you that CES show is pretty freaking cool.
Well, it's going to have all... I mean, you get your nerd out there.
You get your nerd on in there.
Yeah.
But you're not like you're going to get your nerd on
No.
At the AVN.
No, you get your heart on there. I mean, there's a big difference, right? Like.
Yes. Yes.
One place, time's going to go real, real fast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And the other one, it's
going to go real slow.
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense. It does make sense. Let's see what they've got here.
I like it. I think we should have the male sex bot.
You think so?
Yeah.
How long you think it's... I don't know. I think it's dangerous. I think women could be...
You know what? Killed. Women wouldn't be able to just lay there with a sex bot.
No.
But then they could just play with it however they wanted. So they could get on it, ride it, turn around, do a handstand, whatever. And that sex bot could pick your ass up.
Sex tech robots. There we go. Sex robots. CES. Meow. Mm. Kevin, the sex robot. Always only from the waist down.
That's all you really need.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't need to have a head or.
We don't need brains.
No.
But there's a lot of sex tech. I'm telling you.
I love it.
It's popular this year. You know, sex coming out from under the carpet. I think it's becoming more mainstream.
Oh, my God.
I think it's what? Are you looking at your sex word dictionary?
I am.
Well, quit looking at it.
Do you want to know what a cheese log is?
Does anyone in this room, in this planet, want to know what a cheese log is?
It's really gross.
I don't want to know. Don't say it.
Come on.
No, Google it.
No,
Brad doesn't want to know.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
That's why he's listening. That's why they
Josie
listen.
No, Josie says no.
I'm saying it.
Don't
anyways.
Say it. I'm turning your mic on high. I'm gonna turn it up so everybody plug your ears. Shana's mic's
better
gonna
be
up
not.
High.
Hi. All right, a
Brad
cheese
wants
log.
To know. Oh, I'm turning my mic.
The
off.
Result. You just turn your headphones off. The result of using Cheese Whiz.
No. Okay.
As
okay.
Anal lubricant. Lube.
Who would even think of that?
Anal lube.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah. Ew.
Thank you.
That's
I'll
so
never
salty.
Have cheese whiz a good. I
you
love
get,
cheese
you get,
whiz.
You get cheese whiz in your pee hole.
That's so bad for your heart.
Takes a while to get there, but it'll still
so
get
much
there.
Cholesterol.
That was funny.
Don't encourage her, Josie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, do not encourage
what did
her.
It say?
It said, thank you for saying that, Shayna. Have a nice day.
It's the blue waffle.
I wonder if it's in your little dictionary here.
The blue waffle.
Where's your bees?
I don't have them. I didn't print.
Oh, you didn't print the bees?
No, I was.
Oh, we started at the Z's.
Yeah. But then...
Oh, all right, where's there it is. Oh.
What is
no.
it? I can't see it. Blue waffle, a blue tit and infected vagina made popular by asshole friends convincing, what is it? You got to move it over. Convincing their buddies to Google the term. That's funny.
That's weird.
Blumpkin. Fellatio pelote. Performed while a man is
no.
defecating,
why are you
often
these?
Using in a fetish play no. as a form of what does that say?
Degradation. Oh. Stop reading these out loud.
Why?
You pre-read these things.
No way.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Like,
this is funny.
Like bosom means boobs. Bosom buddies are friends who like to touch boobs together. Or they may have been breastfed by the same woman. Like brothers or bosom
like
buddies.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or they are heterosexual male friends who are often mistaken as homosexual couples. Those would be bosom buddies.
Oh, okay.
What?
Do you think what, they have a little bro sex in there too?
I don't know that I've got a numerology answer for you, but... I like what you're doing there.
What is it?
Well, nothing.
No, Brad.
It's been showing 11, up 11. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's good luck.
That's what I've always heard, too.
Yeah, you like it. 11-11 is good. Good things are happening. Mm-hmm. Good things are coming. Some people say it's an angel number. 11-11.
Yeah, because it's the number one is the number of... completion or the number of purity? Perfection. I don't know. Yeah, it should. It makes you happy. It's good. we were told it's very good to see him. Mm-hmm. Shane has been seeing fours all over the place.
Oh yeah, lots of fours lately.
Which I believe was the new beginning or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not a numerology guy.
A little bit you are.
A little bit. I don't know anything.
Oh, 11-11, referred to as the wake-up call, code of action.
So he's been seeing a ton of ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. Keep it up. Keep your head up. You know, this is a new year of manifestations, 2020. I mean, the numbers 20 mean something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like 40. You put them all together, you get 40.
It's 400. Like 40.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good.
There's some pretty good stuff in there.
Because we're number one, Brad. Number one.
We're number one.
Our tree is gone,
we're
too.
One.
We took our tree out. Joey had to cut his tree up into sections in order to get it out of his house because it was so big inside of his house that he couldn't take it out. Yeah. It was such a big tree. What are you looking up?
Nothing.
Nothing?
My morning mantra.
You're looking up your morning mantra mm-hmm. on this hump day?
Yeah.
I thought you were looking up what the categories were at the AVN.
No. you want to hear my morning mantra?
Always.
All right. Morning mantra. This is what you should say every morning.
Every morning.
Start your day with it.
Mm-hmm.
I welcome financial, emotional, spiritual, and physical stability into my life. Hey. I welcome love, success, happiness, inner peace, and clarity into my life.
Amen.
I have more, but that's a good one.
You know what, Brad? That's kind of a tender subject because that tree never actually made it into the house.
No.
It's currently part of our outdoor decorations in the front of our house.
She didn't like the tree, Brad.
Yeah, the lady didn't like the tree. They made
fun
of it.
His mean girlfriend didn't like the tree.
Made fun of it, and so it never made it into the tree stand, I don't think.
Yeah, it was in there for a little while, but she would never decorate it or do anything with it.
Yeah. She went and bought a new tree.
She went and bought a dead tree.
Dead tree.
That they had in there. Yep.
That's
a real sore subject.
I don't know if it's in there or not.
Talk about ruining someone's Christmas.
It was tender. It was a tender subject.
She's mean.
We don't need to talk about it.
She's a meanie.
You know what? I really enjoyed our tree. Our tree was nice and tall.
Our tree was good. I liked it. I liked how it was not as full because we have a very full fake tree.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as full and it was nice. And when we took it outside, no needles fell off
of
it. None. Mm-mm. None. And the wreath I made out of the boughs on the front porch.
That's still out there.
It's still so soft.
Well, that's going to stay out
there. Nothing's falling off of there either.
Yeah, that's staying out there. Because I think that we need to keep the tradition is you keep your outdoor decorations up or your lights at least until the end of the stock show.
Right.
That's Colorado tradition with your outdoor lights. so we're going to definitely do that.
Hey, speaking of the stock show.
The parade.
The parade's tomorrow.
The parade. The parade for the stock show is tomorrow. And now I do know the route.
Okay.
So it's going to start at Union Station. It's going to come up 17th.
Right.
And then it's going to take a right almost at Broadway at that little
crossroad
there.
Right,
Coma,
and then it goes back down.
And then it goes down 15th.
15th, there you go.
It's going to go down back 15th to get back to the
Union
train.
Station.
And they'll load those big suckers up and take them right back to the old corrals.
Yeah.
I will be singing on the 18th at 7:30.
7:30. You thought it was for the dog show.
I thought it was for the dog shows, but it's not. It's for the jump, the steeple jump.
Jump stack. Yeah, that's pretty cool where they jump over everything.
Mm-hmm. The horse jump.
Mm-hmm.
The horse jumping.
Horse jumping.
It's
Saturday night, 7:30.
It's like it's like a dunk contest for horses. Who can jump the highest? Which horse jumps the highest? Thank you. I haven't sang the anthem in a while. I should practice.
You should practice.
Yeah. I want to do a rap version.
No, you don't.
You know what?
You don't like it when people do different versions.
I'm a purist.
So don't sit here and say you're going to try something crazy.
I'm not going to try something, no.
Maybe I'll jump.
Maybe I'll jump.
Jump. It's going to be fun. The stock show is always fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a very cool event. I've never seen the horse jump, but also
well, if right you get tickets, that, let us know you're going to be there.
Yeah, send us a message on like Facebook or something.
Yeah, Swallow direct. Nation, something like that. Yeah, direct would be good.
Check our emails when we're out and about.
Right. That'd be super fun.
Yes.
Have people come out and see you at the stock show.
I want to see the Wild West show.
Oh, yeah, it happens before.
That starts at 6. That starts at 6 o'clock in the same arena. And that is like a Buffalo Bill Wild West show reenactment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. That'd it takes you through the history of the Wild West and through Buffalo Bill's Wild West show.
Oh, that would be fun.
So there's going to be maybe like an Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley. Annie, get your gun. Not.
Yeah, because she did a lot of gunplay.
Annie, get your gun. They could do that.
Annie Oakley, she was crazy. She'd ride a horse hanging off the side and shoot an apple out of a man's mouth at the same time with a feather in his cap. No, that was someone else. That was Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Because, well, who's the one? Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He died at the Alamo. He was wearing a coonskin hat when he was killed down by Santa Anna and his men.
Yeah.
Your people. Your people killed him. Your peoples.
My people.
Kind of. I've adopted them as my people, too. I have a raccoon hat, but it's too raccoony and it's starting to fall apart. It was the original Davy Crockett hat. Did you know that? Yeah, it was. Davy Crockett hat.
It's real. How come the fur's falling out of it?
Because it's 150 years old. Duh. Duh.
Huh.
Would you stop reading your dirty word book? You're distracted
I'm sorry.
By your dirty word book.
What do you think dick cheese is?
I don't care. I don't okay, care.
Everybody knows what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, you take your kids to the stock show. Apparently, it's very fun. There's a kid rodeo. Hey, have you ever done, you ever let your kids sign them up for the mutton busting, Brad?
That's fun.
I don't know if yours are that age yet or not, but I think they got to be under 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
9 and under something. And they get to ride the lamb sheep. Sheep riding.
Yee-hoo!
And then that night, on that same night that I'm singing.
In this book about
I'm sure
that.
There is. is the pro rodeo, yo.
Yo.
Yo, pro rodeo,
those
yo.
Those are good.
Yeah, I've never actually been to a pro rodeo.
We did that one time.
No, we didn't. Not the pro rodeo.
Oh,
we did well, a rodeo. Well. These are the big guys. These are riding the bulls. These are the ones that scare you. You don't like these.
Yeah.
Because you're such a lover of the animals.
I don't like it with the roping.
Yeah.
That's what we watched that one time. I didn't like that.
It was the steer.
Where they break their neck.
Yeah. I forget what that one's called, but yeah. Maybe it's just called steer rope. And they let the steer run out, and the guy came out on a horse, and he's fling with his lasso and got him at the hind leg, and then ready to throw him down on the ground.
Yeah, no.
The hog tie.
Maybe I don't like anything where they're throwing him down on the ground.
Yeah. But it would be cool.
Now, where they're riding the bulls, you know.
Yeah, or the horses, the buck and bronx.
Yeah, and then they get bucked off.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I feel like an even trade.
Okay, it puts the animal more on an equal playing field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
then the calf rope. Calf rope!
If I get you off my back, you little shit, I'm going to get you.
You know what else is fun is the barrel race.
Yeah, the barrel race.
Yeah, those are fun.
Fast paced. We saw that. Yep, that was really good.
Those girls go crazy.
Those girls are good at it.
Yep.
I mean, the guys are fun, but the girls, I think I like watching better.
Do they have men barrel race? I think it was just a female sport.
I have no idea.
I do too. I have no clue.
The girls are good.
That towing thing was fun. The draft horse. The draft horse where they had to tow the thing and the guys had to
load
stack the bales
yep,
on and then, there. And then they raced to the end.
Yep.
That one was pretty exciting.
That one was fun.
We were like, ooh. Yeah, female only.
They're all going head-to-head at the end, too.
Yeah, they go
that's
for
scary.
It. They go for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that pretty much exhausts our knowledge of the stock show. I do like walking around underneath and looking at the animals.
Oh, I do, too. I like
and
that.
Seeing how they're primping their cows and stuff, and they wash their hair.
Does everywhere have a stock show?
I don't know.
Or just certain states?
I would think that all big, kind of big cities would have one. You know,
really?
There's got to be a Kansas City stock show. I'm sure there's a Wyoming. I'm sure there's a, you would think.
I don't know. I just wonder because...
Is there a Salt Lake City, Utah stock show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
That's where people do rodeos or rodeos.
Right, so like Wyoming.
You would think Midwest. I don't know, because down south,
like
I don't
know. Like people, maybe Texas.
Well, you would think Texas would have a lot of stock shows, or they just have rodeos. Because the rodeo is a thing on its own.
Right.
It just is coming to the stock show. Because back in the day, the stock show was a... And I think they still do auction off cattle and everything here.
Yeah, they do. They do. They have the whole competition, the whole 4-H thing, all of it.
Jess says that there's a huge one in Houston.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because they still trade cattle and do all that stuff here as well. But this one, I think, was like one of the big, big ones, or the earliest one, or the maybe the
funnest. Well, because we had the railroad line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but our railroad line, I think, runs straight from Kansas City.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Due east. It runs east and west. Intercontinental.
Right.
Transcontinentals. Oh, ours is the national. That's true. Ours is a national Western stock
show.
That's
what I just found, too.
Ours is a other ones are small.
Western stock show. So that means ours is big. Speaking of stock shows, we watched that chicken movie.
Yeah.
That Later, Jason Brad. Gave us.
You stay positive. Keep those ones coming.
That's right.
Yep. Chicken People. We watched it.
It was a great movie.
It was quite a good movie.
It's a tearjerker.
Well, you want them to win, those people. They just want to win a competition with their damn chickens.
They love those chickens so much.
More than their children.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, I agree.
But
some,
I get that.
Some of them don't even have children. I get that, too. I like your shirt.
Thank you. It's my belly shirt. I'm wearing a half shirt.
It's a crop top. I like it.
Well, I feel like I'm getting a belly.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's from this job that I've got where I'm just sitting there. I don't know what is going on, but I got to get on my bike.
Yeah.
I need to get on scale.
Maybe it's the egg sandwiches every morning.
Oh, Snapdragon.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be eating an Egg McMuffin every day?
I don't think so.
But I make it, but you make it at home.
Yes, I make it at home.
Think there's a lot of calories in there, and I just sit on my tub for 5 hours.
Well, no, now you're up and around, but.
No, but I'm not. I'm not up and around. I up to the car and I come around here and sit around here.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's the egg sandwich.
Because I feel like I've gotten tubby. Why won't you stay connected, Classy? What's the deal? Is it on my end or yours, I wonder?
Can't be on
I
our
noticed
end.
That it keeps kicking you off. You have to
it's
keep
gotta entering. It's got to be the apps thing.
Yeah, because Classy seems to be the only one.
Maybe have a...
Maybe are you using an iPhone?
Restart the app. Are you on Chrome?
Yeah, restart the iPhone or the phone, the app.
The phone app.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to get on my bike, though.
Yeah, you do.
I think there's a bicycle thing this week for our team. Speaking of which, if you would like to ride a bike and you would like to come and join our Bike MS team, I'm riding with Audi Denver, with Primal Audi Denver this year. And that is going to be a really fun team. It's going to be a big team. They are one of the largest. They're one of the largest donors or fundraisers, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And yeah, they're a sponsor.
They're a sponsor, of course, all that stuff. You know what I mean? But Primal Audi Denver is the team, and Saturday they're having another team indoor cycling class.
Where are you going?
Well, if it's not snowy, you know, if it's snowy, I don't want to drive there because my bike has to be outside. And snow, like road stuff, will get on it.
Yeah,
I don't want mag chloride on my bike.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Right. You could probably put it inside.
Why can't they live stream these classes? I could do it at home. Then I'd be like.
What day is that? The 11th.
Yes.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Oh, you're gonna have to start going to a man.
It's at 8:30 a.m. Bike class. I know. Look, my hat shirt.
That's funny.
Oh, it's half shirty. I'll just watch on the sidelines. You don't have any balance? That could be an inner ear problem.
Yeah, how do you walk around?
Yeah, it's in circles.
How do you stay up?
I always told Shane I wanted to get one of those little bicycles like Nacho Libre had. Nacho! Only his was a gas-powered. But they make those bicycle, too, with the little, like a bench up front. It's two wheels up front and the bike on the back.
Right. Which, and then I can make drinks.
Yes, and then you can make drinks and take pictures.
I seen? You said I can't say them.
You can't, but I can see by the look on your face that you're reading gross things.
It's not.
What's up, Gaga?
It's not gross. Dutch Cheers. Rudder.
A Dutch rudder. Let me try and guess. A Dutch rudder means it's something about a windmill, maybe. It's when you windmill your wiener.
No.
That's probably the windmill.
It probably is the windmill. But the Dutch rudder. While a man grips his own penis, another person moves the masturbator's forearm, steering the dick ship towards the climax cove.
Wow.
I love what I have found today. This is so great. I'm going to have dreams about this.
Dutch. Just any other person. Just any old person. Not anyone specific. Just another person.
Another person.
You get the Dutch rudder.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than a Dutch oven.
It is, because I have that right here, too. A Dutch oven.
We all know what a Dutch
when
oven
you
is.
When you fart while in bed with a partner and pull the blankets over their head.
Yes. We've all Dutch ovened ourselves. But I don't know. I've never had a Dutch rudder. Nor does it sound fun.
No?
No.
Well, you get to control how tight you squeeze it.
Well, still.
They just had to get a control how fast you move it.
I don't know that I want a Dutch rudder. All right, I'll try it.
We'll try it when we're done here.
Well, this is going to be some nice reading for you by the side of the bed.
It is. It is.
We're probably going to want
to. There's going to be a quiz.
Three reading binder, put this all together.
Yeah. It's fun. It's just cute, too. Teamwork. Some of them. Eager Beaver.
Chelsea.
Earmuffs. Oh, Ernie.
Hey, listen, I was trying to talk about a fundraiser.
Oh, sorry. About your ride.
Bike MS. So please, if you'd like, come join the team and reach out to me on Facebook.
Donate to Sean.
Or donate to the team. Donate to me. I need to raise $500 and I need your help.
Yeah.
And I need you to do that.
Yeah.
Donate. We've gotten no takers.
Dutch rudder.
We've gotten no takers on my donation challenge from last podcast. I won't repeat that. If you're wondering what it is, you got to go back and listen.
Yeah, okay.
So far, that's good. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Since we haven't had anyone.
Right.
Anyone to take advantage of that.
Right.
And then that's Bike MS. That's all I said.
Bike MS.
I was pretty much done. Okay. When you went to Dutch rudder.
I'm sorry. It's just funny.
That's funny. Listen, we're not in war.
No, that's
good. I just want
everyone
to calm down. So some people on Facebook thinking that we were at war.
No.
No, we've been at war for 20 years.
Yeah, I was going to say for like 20 years.
Yeah, 26 or something like that. But yeah. 24. Anyways, but we're not any extra war. We're not like in an extra war.
No.
We're in just a
not in any more war.
No, we're in the same war.
No more war.
No, it's
just
the same war.
Amount of
same,
war.
Same war.
So we're still good.
And we've always been.
Okay.
Okay. So relax. Stay happy. Everybody, don't freak out. Now, Gaga looks like she's also having trouble. She's being kicked in and out.
Interesting. Hmm. Maybe you do have to kind of restart your app every now and
maybe
then.
Maybe restart the app every now and then. Uh-huh, restart the phone or something like that.
Something. See if you have an update.
Oh, yeah. Update the app might be an update.
I don't know where you do that, but you check it
out. Your Google.
Your Google.
Your Google store or your iPhone store.
Your Googly.
Wherever those stores are
your
at.
Googly.
Happy Lady 45 is with us. She's happy.
We're happy.
Yeah. She's in her 20s.
We're all happy.
Yeah. Very happy.
That's good.
A lot of changes are going to be happening here at the house.
Makes you feel happy.
Yep. My mom's moving. She's moving out this weekend or early next week.
Yeah.
Somewhere within the next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're inheriting a dog.
Yeah.
So that'll be a part-time thing, a momentary deal. And then what else is going on? It's real fun. We're going to have some guests in here.
Mm-hmm. Ramey's coming on January. Monday.
Yep. If you want to be in the Instapop party, you can email us everythingswallow@gmail.com.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we can party.
Party.
Party people. What else do we have? Today we were going to go for a drive.
Yeah.
We're going to go just get out because it's absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful outside.
I want to wash the car, but then it's supposed to snow.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Right.
Rinse it off.
Rinse it.
I'll go give her
give
a
it a little bath.
Give her a little bath.
Little, ooh, we'll go little to that, warm up.
That little car wash in Littleton that's only a quarter.
Yes, I like that.
Doesn't have very much water pressure.
No. Could just do it in the front yard.
So it takes $8. But it doesn't only take a quarter. $8.
Yeah, it does. It
takes like $3.
Let's go see Gaga.
Okay.
Let's go.
We do need to go there.
Whiskey.
We do need to go there and eat some good food. Oh. Yeah, have some good stuff. Well, this Wednesday, this hump day, I'm going to sew some stuff.
Oh, yeah, today?
I think so.
No.
No?
Yeah, I thought you did. Oh, no, you were doing something else.
I was doing
You were doing some research on dirty words.
Dirty words. Yeah. Dirty words. You said a dirty word.
I want to remind everyone we're going to be at the parade tomorrow.
Yes.
We're not going to be in the parade, but we are going to go and witness and watch the
National Western Stock Show parade
through downtown.
Yeah, Denver.
And that's when they
too bad it's not going to be as nice tomorrow as it is today.
It's still going to be pretty nice, though.
It's going to be 44.
44, 45. Well, okay. Yeah, that's 15 degrees.
I love January 60 degree days.
It's still going to be very sunny and nice. I think if you were just kind of...
Maybe there will be less wind.
Mildly bundle up. Yeah, it'll be less windy.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, either way, we're going down there to see the parade.
Mm-hmm.
The parade starts at 11.
Yeah.
So you want to get down there kind of early so that you can get a good spat.
You got to park.
You got to pack.
And get on the route.
You want to find a meter. See?
Last time I think we went down kind of late right as it was starting. And we did find a great spot.
Well, that's our thing.
Yeah, we're magic.
We do have parking magic.
We're so magic.
And so we always get great parking when we go. So we'll see you down there. If you're going to go, send us a message. We'll try and meet up.
It'll be fabulous.
Oh, fabulous. There'll be so much wildlife. Not wildlife.
They all know you're afraid of them.
I'm afraid of horses. I don't like them. But I'm going to go watch them parade.
But you're not afraid of bulls?
I am not afraid of the bulls.
Huh.
The bulls don't seem anywhere near as aggressive to me.
As horses.
Interesting. Horses are smart and they'll sneak up because people are like, oh my God, it's just a little horse. And it bit your neck.
They don't bite your neck.
They might. They might bite your neck.
They don't bite your neck. Maybe you feel this way because you got bucked off a horse.
I was been bucked off any horse I ever got on.
Well.
Which would be three.
It's because they knew you were afraid.
Three times. 3 times I was bucked off a horse. So I don't like it.
Yeah, so you don't
and, like horses. And their big eyeballs are different looking than a bull or a cow's eyeball. They're equally as big, but they're different.
They're different. Horses can see into your soul.
Horses are looking into your soul.
Oh.
Their eye hole.
With their eye hole.
Yeah. And I don't like that. I don't like people looking things in my soul. That's for me only. I don't need no horse.
No horse.
All up in my business.
No. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, they sure do know it and come right towards you.
They do. And horses come right at me.
Yep.
They come at me.
Yep. Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny watching you sing the anthem because the horses run in the arena with the flags while you sing the anthem.
Well, I'm going to do better this year.
You've done better. You've done better the whole time.
I'm going to wear Crocs so I can run.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Because you can't run in Crocs.
Think horses will stop and try to eat my Crocs?
No.
They will. They'll know. Crocs. Like sugar cubes for those things.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Horses eat Crocs like nobody's business. Don't wear your Crocs to the horse show.
I don't think so.
That's why people wear boots.
You're so funny.
Ugh.
I wish I could get an airbrushed hat like I did when I was a little kid.
You can. I think I saw them there.
I should look.
We'll get you one. That's that white straw.
Mm-hmm.
You get the little airbrushed feather thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you get it airbrushed, and then you get the feather thing on there.
Oh, the airbrush. It was a bandana. The airbrush, the hat.
Headband,
itself.
Yeah.
I just put like little highlights on it.
Yeah, red, blue ridge, blue peaks, you know what I mean? Blue feather.
Wear some Depends. No.
Oh.
Okay. I would. I can never find the bathroom at that place, so that's not a bad idea.
Whatever.
And I always need to go right before I have to sing, so if I just let it go right before I start singing. Oh, sick. Like that. Just change them when I get done. Change them when I get done.
You're gross.
Am I?
Yeah.
You know what? There's millions of babies peeing in their pants right now. You don't got a problem with them.
I'm not wiping you up.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Not yet, honey. Uh-huh. Not yet.
Yeah, there's a baby changing station in there.
Not man size.
Yeah. They have to make them strong for the elderly.
No, they don't.
It doesn't say baby only baby changing. It says diaper station, which means sometimes a 200-pound person
needs to get up there.
So they can get a little diaper change.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You told me I couldn't read my list, but you're talking about adult diapers.
Well, that's common.
That's gross.
Do you know how you get through the ball drop on New Year's Eve if you go to New York City in Times Square?
With
diaper. You wear a diaper.
Yeah.
Because you can't move. You're stuck in that crowd for 8 to 12 hours.
No.
So you just pee. Or you just shake going out your leg.
Yeah.
Pant leg.
Bloop. Yeah. If you look at the streets when they're done, it looks like a lot of people do that.
What?
Just let it go.
That's right. And just drop a little turd out of your pants.
Shake a little turd out of the bottom
what
of
is
your
Josie
pants.
Trying to say?
I don't know.
You took that and raised me. Oh, thinking about being scared of horses. See?
Oh, see.
Yeah. Depends.
That's funny. No depends. You're so gross.
Okay. Well, I think we've got a plan. I love the stock show, and I say that you should all go to the stock show. It's super fun. It's very family fun, and no one there is wearing Depends.
Well, maybe some people.
Well, not me.
Not
no,
you.
Nobody.
You won't I'm be only. Wearing a Depends.
I am afraid of horses, but horses are nice. Don't be scared of them.
No.
It's just because one bit me like I was a gingerbread man once. Right on my neck. Took a little chunk out.
No, look, it
you
didn't.
You see the little bite. Right there. You see it? You looked. You're like, man, I haven't seen this before. Yeah.
I've only been looking at you naked for 20 years. Like no, that. It didn't bite you. You're so funny. Jeez.
All right. Fine. We're doing that. We're doing this. We're having a damn. I made cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
I made some cabbage in my Instapot. So there you go.
That was real good.
So look forward to... Not only a Dutch rudder, but the Dutch oven later.
Not the Dutch oven.
And it was
Dutch
10
oven.
Cents. I'm going to go get me another cabbage for another 20 cents and make another cabbage. And you and I are going to live on cabbage stew like,
What?
Like some carnies. People are going to think we're carnies.
How do you get that out of there?
You take that little container.
Does it come off?
Yeah, I put it on.
Oh.
It's like the overflow.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I just noticed it. On the backside of the Instapot, there's a little receptacle for coagulating juices.
Do you know what a shark week is?
It's a very popular week of television on the Discovery Channel.
No.
No? Shark. Oh, yeah, I do now. What? I know what Shark Week is.
What
all
is
of a sudden.
It?
I think
tell
I know.
Me.
It's a week that you have a shark bite.
No.
No.
Oh? What the fuck is that? Like your period?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
It's not a period term. Uh-uh. A shark week?
Uh-uh. No.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Why? It's not bad.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it's bad. Okay, so you have to know what a devil's threesome is.
What's a devil's threesome? That sounds dangerous.
Let's look it up.
Why? So in order to know Shark Week, you need to...
It does, because it starts saying, during a devil's threesome.
Please refer to devil's threesome.
Yeah, let me look.
Did you find it?
I'm looking.
Let's see if I can find it first online.
No, right. Devil's here. Threesome.
Okay.
A threesome involving two men and one woman.
Oh.
This is not the type of threesome most men fantasize about, but it is what most settle for.
It'll work in a pinch. Okay.
Okay, so back
Devil's
to Shark Week.
Devil's threesome, and now we've got Shark Week.
Okay.
Okay.
So. During a devil's threesome.
Okay, during a devil's threesome.
Mm-hmm. One man lies on the bed with his head at the edge of the mattress. The woman then lies on him in the 69 position. The second man mounts her from behind in standing doggy style position. This move mimics the feeding frenzy and uninhibited oral that occurs after sharks coverage on a whale. Oh, converge on a whale. Yes. On a whale's carcass.
Yeah,
it also brings the standing man dangerously close to having his dick chomped by the bottom man.
Oh my God.
Anal sex will reduce the risk of the top man's balls slapping the bottom man's forehead.
This seems complicated.
But it increases the risk of scrotum drippings.
That makes sense on the why other man's this forehead. Is the devil's threesome.
Yeah, it starts with that.
Yeah, yeah, it starts with that. And it ends with everyone going to hell.
I don't think so. But the guy on the bottom could get real wet.
Okay.
Huh. Should I read it again?
No, you should not. Okay. You should not read it again. I don't even like iced tea.
Where do we put that on the calendar?
We don't. I don't know. I think it's in August. I have no idea, but with that, you know what? We'll circle around.
I'm never going to look at Shark Week the same
Let's
again.
Let's revisit that one. We'll circle that
I'm
around.
I'm going to put a little star by it.
Put a little star by that one. Wow.
I'm going to make a little note.
Okay.
Shark Week, ?
Well, I look forward to all, once you get through the S's. Gee whiz.
I skipped there.
You just jumped ahead?
Yeah. I just picked a page and turned to there.
And boom, you're on Shark Week. Huh.
You know what I wish it had were pictures.
That would be a lot more than an 85-page book.
Yeah.
It's already big enough. A picture book. Just draw one. Here's a pen. Here's some crayons. Draw something.
I like it.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready for doing some stuff.
We're doing lots of stuff.
Yep, are you
lots
done?
And lots of stuff. I'm done.
Fine, get to your book.
I'm looking in my book.
All right, fine. Shayna's gonna read her book.
Oh,
I'm gonna say
fetish.
Goodbye. What?
Testicle fetish. We'll cover that next time.
No one has a testicle fetish.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fetish for testicles.
Let's sign off and talk about this.
Uh huh.
This podcast went to a weird place today. It was the book of dirty words.
Ooh, the book of dirty words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the good one. What do you think a tequila golden shower is?
I don't know. All right, goodbye, everyone. Thanks for...
Goodbye.
I'm sorry if you were having trouble and you were getting kicked out of the... I don't know. If you're having trouble, sorry. Have a good day. Bye.
Goodbye.
Please follow us. Support the podcast. Make sure and give us upvotes, stars, thumbs up, wherever you're at. Leave some sort of a comment.
What about a tea bag?
That's shark bite material. Thanks for doing it.
Like us, ladies. Like us, gentlemen.
Yeah, give us a like, and we'll go through this sexual dictionary
a little
of
bit
dirty
of time.
Words. Just a little bit at a time. We're going to learn more terms like Shark Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun.
There will be a quiz.
And if you have any inspired drawings.
Yeah, send them our way. EverythingSwellPodcast@gmail.com. Happy hump day, people.
Oh, it is. It's a hump day.
It's a hump day.
Happy hump day.
That's right. How about a butterface?
What is that? Oh, that's everything that was nice, butterface. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Please give us a follow.